This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Friday, May 9. I am a pilgrim. Our reading comes from Hebrews chapter 11. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land, like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. And by faith, even Sarah, who was past childbearing age, was enabled to bear children because she considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, admitting that they were foreigners and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. A pilgrim is someone who travels to a place where they long to be. Following a kind of calling, they might journey to a sacred place where they can worship. Or they might move around, ever seeking a place to call home. Followers of Jesus are pilgrims who are called to live for God as they travel through life on their way to their eternal home. The Bible tells about a pilgrim named Abraham who followed God's call to go and live in a land that God would show him. God led Abraham to the land of Canaan, where he pitched his tent and worshiped the Lord. Yet Abraham lived as a stranger and foreigner in that land. His security was not in a plot of land, but in the plan of God. He envisioned an eternal city to which he spent a lifetime traveling. Abraham lived as a pilgrim rather than as a permanent settler, walking by faith rather than by sight. He modeled what it means to follow the Lord. A pilgrim is different from a settler. Pilgrims never feel totally comfortable with the values and lifestyles of their surrounding cultures. They are careful not to drive their stakes too deeply into the ground. They live with a holy detachment, careful not to hold on to places or things so tightly that they can't go on without them. Pilgrims also regularly long for home. In other words, they live with eternal aspirations, not simply earthly ones. Pray with me. Lord, help us to live in such a way that we long for heaven, but also aim to represent you here each day. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.